Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, we hope it's going to be exciting tonight. It's the Fort Recovery Indians and the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers in a Midwest Athletic Conference matchup here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Starters for Fort Recovery tonight will be Carly Niekamp. She's come off two straight double-digit games, so she's on a roll right now. She'll be followed by Callie Wendell. Also, Sage Luthold's in the lineup. Also, Kennedy Mollenkamp and Maddie Guggenbiller, your starters. Coldwater gets the tap to start the game here. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Calp Pharmacy. There's a shot that's way off the mark. Rebound, Sage Luthold, and she's going to be fouled on the play by Coldwater's Jenna Ligers. So I'll put this over here. Hey, good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore, Dr. Tom Banta, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart at the Vormore Family Dentistry, formerly the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Banta, at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. There's a rebound basket up and good by Coldwater. Getting the score was Becca Winning, hitting the first basket of the game for either team. It's 2-0 Coldwater in the lead here on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Kennedy Mollenkamp, right side it goes to Sage Luthold. Out top, around on the left side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Almost has the ball knocked away, and she does have it stolen from her. On the steal was Jenna Ligers. Ligers comes down, pops the shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Guggenbiller. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and here come the Lady Patriots. On the left to Callie Wendell. She'll dribble in, lost the ball, and she tried to save it. I guess it is saved inbounds, but Coldwater comes away with a turnover on Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery plagued with turnovers here early. Let's hope that's not a trend, as the ball is knocked away by Carly Niekamp, but Coldwater got it back. Here's a turnaround shot up and in. Riley Rissmiller. 6'5", Riley Rissmiller, a senior, puts it in, and it's 4-0. Understand that the Lady Cavaliers lost their best sub off the bench, Emma May. Welcome to those of you who are watching on the high school television network. I'm Rob Weaver here to bring you the audio tonight on WPGW Radio. We are broadcasting tonight on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Dribbling, has it stolen away. Jenna Ligers, that's at least her second steal of the night. She comes down with the basketball, passes back outside. Three-point shot is no good. Off the arc by Becca Winning. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Kennedy will dribble to the left, feeds off to Callie Wendell. Now down in the corner it goes to Guggenbiller. Back out to Guggenbiller. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Getting the board there was Claire Steinke. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. I think Callie Wendell. Yep. That's her first personal foul of the game, and Fort Recovery's first foul. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Fort Recovery Coldwater boys game for you here on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. So tune in tomorrow night for the boys action from Coldwater. Again, I'll be over there, and we'll be able to bring that to you on WPGW FM at 100.9 on your FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery almost stole the ball. And dribbling inside, there's a collision and a foul, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Coldwater's Riley Rissmiller. Rissmiller tagged with the offensive foul. Maybe a break there for Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will toss it in. Full court pressure here for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Down across the timeline comes Niekamp feeding to the Callie Wendell. Sage Luthold in the corner, back to Callie. Outside, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Around the horn, Eva Colleagues in there now. There's Carly Niekamp up no good. Rebound comes down to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp stops, feeds to Callie Wendell. Wendell right side. Over it goes to Sage Luthold down in the corner. And Colt Recovery throws it away. And there's a foul called now on the Lady Indians on Eva Colling. Again, our first quarter is being brought to you by our fine friends at Calp Pharmacy. Don't forget, Calp Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. Calp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery, open until 7 tonight. Inside shot's no good by the Cavs. Rebound, and there's a foul. Rebound came down to the Cavaliers. Becca Winning, and she's fouled on the play by Fort Recovery. It'll be two shots for Becca Winning. Called that on Sage Luthold. Free throws up, and it's good. Makes it 5-0. One more for Becca Winning. She has 3 points on the night now and missed that one. Still three. Eva Collin comes down with it. It's still 5-0. Coldwater in the lead. Fort Recovery needs a basket here. Kennedy Mollenkamp to the left. She'll stop. Pass over on the wing to Callie Wendell. Back out to Carly Niekamp. Carly has it knocked away by Ligers, but got it back. Boy, Ligers has quick hands. She's been past all this first quarter for the Lady Indians. Sage Luthold over to Callie Wendell. Now left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Down on the corner. Ball's knocked out of bounds. Oh, they say it was last touched by Carly Niekamp. Looked like it might have been knocked out by Ligers, but the official didn't see it that way. So Coldwater will have the basketball. Once again, our score on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard, it is 5-0, Fort Recovery trailing here. Outside, there's Ligers with it. Over on the right, it goes to Kelsey Seifering. Around the horn, back on the left corner. Into Ligers, stopping, puts it up, and got it. Off the glass and in for Jenna Ligers, and Fort Recovery calls timeout as the Coldwater Lady Cavs have scored the first 7 points of the game, leading here 7-0 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't forget to depend on Calp Pharmacy when it comes to handicapped medical equipment. They have their Handicapped Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Anything you would need along handicapped medical equipment, you'll find it. Or they can get it for you at Calp Pharmacy in the Industrial Park here in Fort Recovery. Carly Niekamp will pass off. It's tipped out of bounds by Coldwater. Nice touch there by Becca Winning. So the Lady Indians will have the ball. Went under the bleachers, so one of the students volunteers to go under and get it out. Carly Niekamp will toss it in here in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter with 3:02 to go in the quarter. And they're going to throw it away. Coldwater picks it up, and they lost it out of bounds, but they're going to call a foul on Callie Wendell. Say Callie reached in and knocked the ball away, but got some arm while she did that. They're going to give two shots here to Kelsey Seifring. Bounces the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's no good off the back of the rim. She will have one more. Kelsey's a senior on this Coldwater Lady Cavalier team. Again, they come in with a 6-7 record. Fort Recovery 1-8. Got that one. Coldwater off to a very fine start against the Lady Indians. Fort Recovery trailing 8-0. Not a good thing for Fort Recovery when they get behind like this, and they threw it away. The press caused a turnover. Ligers with the ball, puts it up and in. Ligers stole it, and she puts it up and in, giving her 4 points on the night. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp coming down across the timeline. Now she goes to the middle, all the way in, tries to put it up. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery's ball. Good idea there for Kennedy. She drove all the way down the lane, but the shot was blocked. Riss Miller will go out of the game. I think coming in there was Claire Steinke. Here's a shot on the outside. No good by Niekamp, and it goes out of bounds. Niekamp touched it last, so it'll be Coldwater's ball. It might have been Mia Kanapke. I think Mia Kanapke just came in. Number 13. Becca winning with the ball as she brings it up across the timeline here at the Fortsight Fieldhouse tonight. MAC Conference matchup. Left side, down low on the baseline. And there is a... guess they say she stepped out of bounds, something. Violation of some sort. I didn't see what exactly was called. So Fort Recovery gets the ball and the turnover. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down across the timeline. There's a foul on Coldwater. It's going to be called on Kelsey Seifring.
Foul number 15, Kelsey Seifring. Her first, team's third.
Number one on Kelsey. Coldwater's coach is Amy Meyer. Of course, the coach of the Lady Indians, Holly Gann. Mollenkamp across the timeline. Left side it goes to Eva Kolig. She'll bounce to Carly Niekamp. Nice open shot. Misses. Rebound. Got a jump ball. Held ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Here's a reminder that the Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open extra hours each weeknight for your convenience. Monday through Thursday open until 7, including tonight. And they're open until 6 on Friday nights. Sage Luthold to Guggenbiller, fires, doesn't go. Boy, it's not a good sign. The Lady Indians cannot hit anything. They are 0 for whatever. And foul's going to be called there on Fort Recovery on the rebound. I believe it was a foul. Maybe not. Let's see it marked up on the board. 1:24 to go here in the first quarter. Here's a shot up. Good. Nice shot inside the free throw line by Claire Steinke. It's her first basket of the evening. It makes the score 12-0 now. There's a shot from the right side by Sage Luthold. It will not go. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. It will not go again. Rebound, Riss Miller for Coldwater. Riley Riss Miller feeds it off to Ligers. Jenna Ligers brings it down to Riss Miller, top of the key on the left. Down low, shots up and good. Claire Steinke hits it. We've got ourselves a 14-0 lead here in the first quarter. What a tough start. Lady Indians cannot afford this kind of a start. They do not have the type of offense to score a lot of points in a hurry. Here's a shot from the right side. No good by Ligers. Rebound comes to Sage Luthold. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Mollenkamp down the lane, stopping, feeding off to Eva Kolig. Fires and no good. tipped out by Coldwater by was by Clara Steinke. In the middle to Rissmiller, spins, shoots, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Cal Pharmacy with convenient locations here in Fort Recovery, also Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. There's a Cal Pharmacy near you. At the line, Rissmiller. She hits the first one. Gives Riley 3 points on the night now. She'll have one more here. Only 5 seconds left in the first quarter. This one's good also. It's now 16 to nothing here to start the game. Fort Recovery brings it down. And did not get a shot off, and that's the end of the first quarter. What a rough quarter for Fort Recovery. 16-0, Coldwater with the lead. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern. We'll be back with the second quarter of play. Hopefully a better one for the Indians right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We'll be at Ansonia on Saturday. Bring you the girls' game between Fort Recovery and Ansonia. I believe it's a 12 noon start time. So tune us in for the broadcast. Again, we'll be at Coldwater tomorrow night for the boys' game. About a 7:30 start time. That will be on WPGW and on FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. Held ball is called, and the alternating possession will give it to the Coldwater Lady Cavs. Starting with the second quarter now, 16 to nothing. I have not jotted down any points for the Lady Indians yet. It's a shot up, no good. Ligers got the rebound for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Back outside, back inside. Right side it goes. Around the horn, there's Ligers on a three. No good off the back of the rim. Jenna got the rebound. She'll toss into Rissmiller back outside. There's Ligers again, another three. This one's no good. Rebound comes to Riley Rissmiller, and it's taken away by Eva Collig. Eva just swiped it out of Rissmiller's hands. The Indians have the basketball. Well, there's a lot of time left in this game, but Lady Indians need to get something going here. Carly Niekamp will fire, will miss. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Over to Jenna Ligers. Ligers gets it back in the middle. She'll pass over on the left side over there to Kelsey Seifering. This second quarter is being brought to you on the scoreboard by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Shots up and no good by Claire Steinke. Fort Recovery got the rebound, but Coldwater steals it right back, and Steinke puts it up and in on the layup. And now it's 18 to nothing. She leads her team with 6 points. Again, Claire Steinke. Kennedy Mullenkamp across the timeline, over to Callie Wendell. Wendell, top of the key. Feeds off to Carly Niekamp. Comes down, fires up about an 8-footer on the right, just off the lane. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. I think it went off of Coldwater. Yes, it did. Tomorrow night, we'll have the Jay County Lady Patriots in action on our AM side at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Jay County playing South Adams in the semifinals of the ACAC Girls Basketball Tournament. Good luck to the Lady Patriots tomorrow night. Justin Mangold, Zeb Hudson will have that game for you here on the radio. Again, 105.3 FM tomorrow night. And there is a foul call on Coldwater on Mia Kanapke. You folks over here in Fort Recovery Land, you can get that station if you ever want to listen to 105.3. Comes in fairly decent here in Fort Recovery. Ball stolen by Coldwater here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Coldwater leading 18 to nothing here. Jenna Ligers back outside it goes. Becca Winning, she'll pass on the left, back to Winning. Winning drives in, pops the shot, no good. Rolls off the rim, rebound comes down. Once again to Steinke, Claire Steinke. And a travel is called on Coldwater. Ball will go to Fort Recovery. Tossing it in, Carly Niekamp. Callie Wendell has it now. Across the timeline. Dribbles down to the left. She'll fire the shot. No good. It won't go in. Rebound, Sage Luthold, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Sage will be at the line for two shots. So an opportunity for Fort Recovery to finally get on the board here. We do remind you that you'll find the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. First free throw is no good. Riley Rissmiller will come back in, and Claire Steinke will take a leave. One more for Sage. This is no good again. We still have zero on the scoreboard for Fort Recovery. Jenna Liger's got the rebound. Over to Becca Winning. Right side it goes. Kelsey Seifering out top to Becca Winning. Dribbling the ball. Guarded by Kennedy Mollenkamp there. Around the horn it goes on the right wing. That's Mia Kanapke with it. She gives to Ligers. Back out top to Becca Winning. Left side it goes. Down along the baseline to Rissmiller. Back out top. Right side, there's traveling called on Mia Kanapke. Took a step before she put the ball down. Fort Recovery with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Trailing 18 to nothing. Well, Jay County's boys had a zero quarter the other night. That was in the second quarter the other night in their tournament game. Steal by Jenna Ligers, puts it up and in. And another timeout for Fort Recovery. It's now 20 to nothing. Coldwater leading Fort Recovery 20-0. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Just a 30-second timeout. Rob Weaver here. Eric Catterly is our fine studio producer tonight. Eric, appreciate your great help keeping us on the air back there at the radio station. Down comes Callie Wendell with the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp has it. Left side it goes to Callie. No good on a three. bodies all over the place, and it's going to be given to Coldwater. They say that Kennedy Mollenkamp touched the ball last. Coldwater will bring it up, leading 20-0 with 3:35 to go in the first half of play here on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Inside, back outside. Here's a shot by Becca Winning, no good. Rebound, Coldwater. And a jump ball is going to be called, held ball. Once again, I remind you, tomorrow night we will be at Coldwater to bring you the boys' game between these two schools. Fort Recovery at Coldwater tomorrow night. Fort Recovery off to an 8-3 start this year, although a tough weekend last weekend. Hoping to rebound tomorrow night against conference foe Coldwater. Indians are now 2-1 in the conference. Here's a shot up by Kennedy Mollenkamp of Fort Recovery. Missed it. And Coldwater with the basketball. Down comes Jenna Ligers. Back out top it goes to Kelsey Seifering on the right to Becca Winning. Now feeds to Jenna Ligers in the right corner. She will go to Riley Rissmiller on the baseline. Double team. Gets it back out quickly. Around the horn it goes over on the left. Claire Steinke with it. She'll pass around the other side. Back out top to Steinke. Fires and misses on a... That was close to a three. I don't know if it would have been a three or not. They're going to call a held ball on the rebound. And it's going to Coldwater on the alternating possession.
Kirsten Kelly comes in for Kelsey Seifering.
Becca Winning tosses it in here. There's a shot up and good by Steinke. Claire Steinke hits a close-in shot to make it 22-0. Steinke has 8 points now on the evening. Oh, ball's almost stolen again by Coldwater, and now it is. Steinke, but she lost the ball. That should have been a dribbling violation there. Now taking it away was Niekamp. Carly Niekamp swiped it out of Coldwater's hands on that one. Now she lost it. Coldwater will come up with it. Been a rough game tonight for the Indians, as you can tell. Up and good by Ligers.
2 point basket. Number four, Jenna Ligers.
Yeah, it gives Jenna 8 points on the night now, equaling the output of Claire Steinke. It's 24-0. Callie Wendell almost lost it. She did. Picking it up was Kirsten Keller. She'll come down, pass it off. Up and good. Becca Winning scoring. Coldwater calls timeout. They lead 26-0. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kalp Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Well, Fort Recovery had been playing better as of late, but boy, this is a rough one tonight. A rough one at the OK Corral this evening. Lady Indians trailing 26-0. Down comes Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell with the basketball. And she has it stolen away, taken by Becca Winning. Becca will bring it down, will stop, will score. Becca Winning puts it in. That gives her 7, I believe. Yep, that's what she has. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it, and there's going to be a foul called on Coldwater. Will be out of bounds, not the 1-1 yet.
Kirsten Keller,
at least I don't think it is. Nope, that's her 6th.
Lily Schreiber comes in. Kelsey Seifering comes in.
I think that Yeah, I'm not sure who that foul was on. Maybe Mia Kanapke. I don't know. No, that was on Kirsten Keller. Keller picked up the foul. There's Maddie Guggenbiller firing and missing, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. Well, Maddie might be able to get us on the board here. She's not a bad shooter. Let's see if she can put one in the hole here. She'll have two shots. Fouled in the act of shooting. The first one's up, and it is good. There we go. Makes it 28-1 now. She will have one more. No good. Short. Rebound comes down to Coldwater. Kelsey Seifering with the basketball. She'll pass over on the left side to Keller. Back out to Seifering. 33 seconds. They may try to hold for the last shot here. Fort Recovery trailing on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. 28-1. Unfortunately. Right side it goes. Inside to Riss Miller. Dribbling. She lost the ball. Picked up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Got time for a shot. Down to 2 seconds. She'll fire. No good. And that's the end of the first half of play. And the score is 28 for the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers and one measly point for Fort Recovery. That came from Maddie Guggenbiller a moment ago on a free throw. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, welcome to our broadcast tonight, whether you're listening on WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, or 105.3 FM in Portland, or whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com, or if you're watching on the High School Sports Network, we welcome you as well. A rough night. Won't take me too long to run down the stats. For Fort Recovery, 1 point. That was scored by Maddie Guggenbiller here at the last minute of play in the first half. Sage Luthold had a chance to get a free throw. She was 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and that's been it. No field goals, 1 out of 4 at the line, 1 point for Fort Recovery in the second quarter. Coldwater scored 16 in the first quarter and 12 in the second. They are led in scoring by Claire Steinke with 8. Claire has 4 2-point baskets for her 8 points. Also 8 points for Jenna Ligers. Jenna has 4 2-point baskets as well. Also a nice night for Becca Winning. She has 7 points on the night on 3 twos and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Riley Rissmiller with 4 points on a 2-point goal and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. And then 1 point for Kelsey Seifering on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. And that's been your scoring for Coldwater in the first half. Once again, 8 for Claire Steinke, 8 for Jenna Ligers, 7 for Becca Winning, 4 points for Riley Rissmiller, and 1 for Kelsey Seifering. 28-1, Lady Indians way behind in this one here tonight. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. The things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, they're so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here. Yeah, thank you. Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. I wanted to mention this. They had a recognition here at halftime of the basketball game for a student who has excelled in the classroom. The winner of tonight's Academic Booster Award, Indian senior Megan Kanapke. Megan was chosen by the math department for her outstanding academic performance in the classroom. Megan excels in mathematics, currently as a quiet force in calculus. She speaks softly, yet her words are worth great value, whether that be as a presenter in class or as a participant in a group discussion. Her attention to detail will serve her well throughout her future. That's, again, Megan Kanapke. Outside the classroom, Megan is on the bowling team and is an active member of the Spanish, writing, math, science, trading card game, and drama clubs. Megan is the president of the National Honor Society and the field commander for the marching Indians. Megan's the daughter of Bill and Janet Canapke, and upon graduation, plans to major in psychology, and that college is still yet to be determined. For being chosen for the Academic Booster Award tonight, Megan Canapke will receive an Academic Booster plaque as well as $20 in gift certificates donated by the Fort Recovery Merchants Association and the Academic Booster Club. Again, Megan Canapke, the winner of the Academic Booster Award, as presented tonight. They do one of these about every halftime that they have. Joining her this evening, high school math teacher Janice Osterlo, Superintendent Larry Brown, and Academic Booster representative and parent Janet Canapke were on the midcourt with Megan Canapke to help her receive that award. So congratulations, Megan. Great job, Megan Canapke. Once again, the Academic Booster Award winner for Fort Recovery for tonight's basketball game. Once again, we want to thank the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda for being our longtime good luck booster for Fort Recovery Indian basketball. And Dr. Banda just recently sold his office. Dr. Kim Vormore is now the new owner, and it's called Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Banda will still be there for a while longer, for several months. And all the staff at the, again, Vormore Family Dentistry, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Chen and Chrissy Hart, would like to wish the Indians good luck tonight and get them going here. Come on, gals. Let's get some points on the board. Again, new owner of Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna is Dr. Kim Vormore. Here's a steal by Coldwater to start the second half. It's up and good by, again, Jenna Ligers, giving her 10 points on the night. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's a three-pointer by Maddie Guggenbiller, up no good. Rebound comes to Coldwater. Down on the right side, back outside it goes. There's a shot by Rissmiller, up no good. Rebound comes down to Callie Wendell. Fort Recovery has the ball. Thanks to our studio producers again, Ava Shane at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studios, and over at Portland at WPGW, Eric Catterly is our studio producer there. Kennedy Mollenkamp up, no good, in and out. It's been that kind of a night. Coldwater with a rebound. Ligers goes all the way, misses an easy one. Carly Niekamp got the rebound. Again, I remind you, tomorrow night we'll have the boys game on the radio tomorrow night and FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'll be there at Coldwater as Fort Recovery plays Coldwater tomorrow evening in a big conference game from the Palace in Coldwater. There's a shot up and good by Carly Niekamp for the first field goal of the game for the Lady Indians, coming at about 6:30 in the third period. So you can tune into the radio tomorrow night or FortRecoveryRadio.com to hear the boys' basketball game, Coldwater and Fort Recovery. We'll have it for you here. Coldwater with the ball. Jenna Ligers to the right. Getting a pass from Riley Rissmiller. Back out top it goes to Kelsey Seifring. She'll feed over to Rissmiller on the left, guarded by Maddie Guggenbiller. Pass inside to Becca Winning. That was a nice pass, but Winning can't get it to go down. She got her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Rebound comes down to Steinke, and now we got a jump ball called. Held ball called. Steinke and Carly Niekamp tied up there, and it goes to Coldwater on the alternating possession. Into Riley Rissmiller in the lane, up no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Sage Luthold for Fort Recovery. Sage will feed off to Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Works her way to the right side. Feeding off to Maddie Guggenbiller now. Maddie looks, now dribbles in. Reverse layup doesn't work. Rebound, she kind of lost the handle on the ball. Rebound, and we have a tied up situation, a held ball situation. Kennedy Mollenkamp and Claire Steinke called for a held ball. One field goal, one free throw. That is all for the Lady Indians. inside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. It's up, no good. Rebound squirts out of bounds. Who last touched it? Coldwater. The score is 30-3 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Maddie Guggenbiller up no good, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Free throws up and good by Maddie. Gives her two out of three now from the line. She'll have one more here. Dribbles the basketball. It's up, and it is no good off the rim. Rebound comes down to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers. Left side, back out on the wing. Jenna Ligers with it. Now backing up is Becca Winning. On the left side it goes. With the ball there was Mia Kanapke. Back out top. Now on the left to Mia Kanapke. Ball stolen by Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp came out with it. Now she comes. Wants to go all the way inside. Can't find the opening. Feeds back to Kneecamp, back to Kanapke. Ball's loose again. Mollenkamp goes back and grabs it. She will keep the ball. Now passes out top to Callie Wendell. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller driving. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll be at the line for two more shots. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. At the line, Maddie Guggenbiller, no good on that one. Recovery trailing 30-4 here in the third quarter of play. One more for Maddie. Up and good this time. She scored the only point of the first half for Fort Recovery on a free throw in the last minute of the second quarter. Took that long for the Lady Indians to get on the board. It was a rough first half for Fort Recovery, trailing 28-1 at halftime. Coldwater throws it away. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes up with the ball. Dribbles in the lane, falls down. Callie Wendell ends up with it, fires a three, won't go. Rebound, Kneecamp won't go. Rebound comes down to Becca Winning of Coldwater. There's Claire Steinke with the ball. She drives in. Nice shot up and in. Nice move by Claire Steinke. Going down the left side of the lane. Used her right hand to score on the play. All the true basketball fundamentalist would say, drive the left side, you use your left hand. Drive the right side, you use your right hand. Here's the free throw up and no good off the rim. And we've got a jump ball called. Let's see, Steinke now has 10 points on the night after that basket a moment ago. That was a beautiful basket. Into Rissmiller, up and no good. Rebound stolen by Rissmiller, no good again. Rebound, Eva Kollig. Eva gives it out here to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy will come down across the timeline. Left side it goes to Callie Wendell, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Tries to pass inside to Carly Kneecamp, knocked away. Kennedy got it back. Kennedy at the center circle, drives into the lane, lost the ball. Coldwater's Claire Steinke comes out with it. Steinke brings it down, right side to Jenna Ligers. Ligers goes inside to Rissmiller, up and good. Riley Rissmiller banks it in from close range. Gives her 6 points on the night. And it's now 34-5. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Right side, Carly Kneecamp. Back out to Callie Wendell. Callie will lob it inside to Carly Kneecamp. And it's knocked out of bounds by Claire Steinke. So Fort Recovery will have it underneath our own hoop here. Check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. There's an offensive foul on Callie Wendell. Said she used her forearm. Mr. Tony Stahl coming up to say hi. Doing a great job as principal here at Fort Recovery. Fine young man. Riley Rissmiller with the basketball. And there is a foul called on Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie Guggenbiller guarding her close. Out of bounds to Coldwater. That's number two on Maddie. Here's Steinke tossing it in. Becca Winning gets it. Left side to Jenna Ligers. Back out to Becca Winning. Dribbling the ball, stopping, feeding to Rissmiller. There, a beautiful behind backdoor play. Jenna Ligers puts it in. Beautiful play by Coldwater. The old backdoor play. Backdoored the defense beautifully there. Fort Recovery with the ball. Sage Luthold with it. Sage will feed off to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie dribbling. Top of the key. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Wendell moves to the right. Gives off to Eva Colleague. Now right side to Callie Wendell. Wendell tries to pass inside to Carly Niekamp, and the official said it was kicked by Coldwater. So Fort Recovery will get the ball back here. Becca Winning goes out, and Kelsey Seifring comes in. Also, Jenna Ligers goes out briefly. And Coldwater has the basketball. Rissmiller came up with it. She'll feed over on the right side to Kelsey Seifring. Seifring back out top. Goes over to Kirsten Keller. Down low to Rissmiller. Turns, fires, misses. And the official says she is fouled in the act of shooting. So Riley Rissmiller will go to the line for the second time tonight. She's perfect, 2 out of 2 at the line. Third quarter scoreboard being brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They're also in St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Cooper Farms. Up and good by Riley. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come in, and Carly Niekamp will go out. Carly has put a lot of effort in tonight, and unfortunately, it's just one of those nights where the ball is not going down for her. Eva Colleague will go out for Fort Recovery, and let's see, coming in is Madison Heitkamp. I think this is Madison's first time in. Shots up and no good by Riley Rissmiller, but they say Fort Recovery jumped in the lane too soon. So Rissmiller will have another one. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and this one's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Maddie Guggenbiller. So Rissmiller will stay at 7 points on the night. Kennedy Mollenkamp almost lost it. Callie Wendell saves the day, comes over and picks it up. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. She will drive down low, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. It will be given to Fort Recovery Lady Indians.
Jenna Ligers for Riley Rissmiller.
Rissmiller will set down for a rest, and Jenna Ligers comes back in. Both those two are nice players. They have several. I'm scratching my head here, trying to figure out why is Coldwater 6-7 on the year. They've played pretty well tonight. Better than a 6-7 team. Back outside. And maybe that record's not exactly right. I've got it off of Max Preps, and they're not always right. I can guarantee you that. Right side shots up and good. Kirsten Keller scoring. Makes it 39-5 now, believe it or not. 39-5. Coldwater leading Fort Recovery. We're here in the last minute of the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. Ball's loose, stolen by Coldwater. Bump, it's loose again. And they say it went off of Fort Recovery out of bounds. Coldwater will get the ball. Couldn't figure out there what the referee was calling for a moment. Comes the inbounds pass to Becca Winning. Becca will come down across the timeline. Drives to the baseline. Back outside. Becca Winning with it. Left side it goes to Mia Kanapke, who's in there. Here's Becca Winning driving. Missed the layup. Rebound Fort Recovery and time expires. That's the end of the third quarter. Fort Recovery scoring 4 points in the quarter, which was better than the other two. 39-5 at the end of the third quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, check out their many employment opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg. Again, stop in and see one of their locations and go to that website and apply for a job at Cooper Farms. cooperfarms.com/join our team. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter coming up in a moment.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here at the game site, Fort Recovery's Fortsite Fieldhouse. 39-5. Coldwater annihilating the Lady Indians here tonight, unfortunately. Fort Recovery is shooting ice cold tonight. I don't keep shooting stats, but they would not be pleasant. Sage Luthold missed a shot. Might have been partially blocked. Rebound Carly Niekamp. Can't get it to go down. Rebound Becca Winning, and a foul is going to be called on Carly Niekamp. Once again, congratulations to Megan Kanapke winning the Academic Booster Award presented here tonight at halftime. She's a senior, I believe, for Fort Recovery. Here comes Coldwater. Down the court. In the middle, ball's loose. Picked up by Carly Kanapke. We got a foul called on. They're going to call that on Coldwater's Avery Kanapke. We have some new people in there now for Coldwater. Number one on Avery Kanapke. I guess most of the players are the same ones that they have had, but Avery Kanapke's new. Kennedy Mollenkamp tries to pass it inside. Fort Recovery has Ella West Gertis in there now for them. Ella West Gertis is a 5'4 junior. Here comes the inbounds pass to Sage Luthold. Tried to pass over to Carly Niekamp, and Carly was fouled in the act of shooting. So this is the first time at the line for Carly tonight. Again, I remind you, tomorrow night we'll have the boys game on the radio, 100.9 on the FM dial. Fort Recovery at Coldwater tomorrow night. You can hear that on WPGW here and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Free throws up and good by Carly, giving her 3 points on the night. Some other new faces coming in, it looks like. One more for Carly Niekamp. and it is a no good. Rebound on the deck, battled for, and we've got a jump ball. Saturday will be over at Ansonia. It's a noontime start for the girls' game, and we'll be there to bring you that on Saturday. Take on the Ansonia Lady Tigers. Ball goes to Coldwater on the alternating possession. 7:12 left to go in this tough game for Fort Recovery tonight. Left side to Riley Rissmiller, who's still in there. She threw it away. Tried to pass to Claire Steinke, and the pass was just too far out of her reach. Timeout being called by Fort Recovery. 39-6 the score. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Again, they're right on Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Again, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. There's a foul called on Coldwater. That's going to be on Kelsey Seifring.
Foul on 15, Kelsey Seifring. First, second,
Kennedy Mollenkamp will put the ball in play. And it's knocked away from her by Coldwater, but goes out of bounds. So Fort Recovery should have the ball, I think. No, they're going to give it to Coldwater. That's strange. They said Fort Recovery must have touched it last. So Lady Cavaliers will have the ball. Down comes Jenna Ligers with the basketball. Across the timeline, right side it goes. There's a foul called on Carly Niekamp. Carly Niekamp for recovery.
Foul on three, Carly Niekamp, her second.
Carly had two straight games in double figures. Tonight she has only 3 points. Turnaround shot by Rissmiller. She couldn't get it to go. Nice move, but it wouldn't go. Eva Kollig with the rebound. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Now in the middle to Carly Niekamp. Back to Mollenkamp across the timeline. Lady Indians with the basketball. Trying to get the double figures tonight. Been a rough night offensively. Ball has just been not going in the hoop. And Coldwater has a lot to do with that. They've had pretty good defense tonight for the Coldwater Lady Cavs. Inside to Niekamp, turns and tries to fire over Rissmiller, and Rissmiller blocked the shot. Clean block there. Coldwater has the ball. Jenna Ligers with it over on the right side. She'll pass in the middle to Claire Steinke. On the left to Rissmiller, fires and misses. Rebound. Coldwater. There's Ligers on a three, missed it. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy will bring it up. Kennedy only a sophomore. Got a lot of valuable experience last year as a freshman. And she's still the leading scorer for Fort Recovery, although tonight she's been shut out so far. Let's see if we can't get her some points here. Sage Leuthold with the ball. 4:50 to go in the game. Left side to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Dribbling the ball now, goes to the top of the key. Feeds inside to Carly Niekamp. Double team there, back to Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp looking in the corner, Eva Kollig. Shots blocked by Jenna Ligers. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Riley Rissmiller will head to the bench. 6'5 is Riley Rissmiller. You don't see many 6'5 post players in high school basketball. For the ladies teams, that's for sure. Ball's knocked out of bounds again by Coldwater. Fort Recovery will have it. Maddie Guggenbiller will toss it in. Looking for a teammate in trouble. Gets it into Kneecap, firing and missing right in front of the basket. Rebound, Eva Kolig, and we have a held ball. Looks like it was Steinke and Kolig, and it goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession. Pass comes in. Carly Kneecap, right side to Guggenbiller. Shots up, no good from about 18 away, and there's a ball going out of bounds off of Coldwater. 4:19 left to go in the game now. Comes in to Callie Wendell. Right side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller drives baseline. She is fouled from behind by Ligers. What was she trying to do? Maddie Guggenbiller shaken up a little bit there. Looks like she might have got hit in the eye. We'll be back in a moment.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Maddie Guggenbiller has regained her composure at the free throw line, puts it up, and it's no good. She is 3 out of 7 at the line tonight for Maddie Guggenbiller, so she's not having a good night there either. This one's up and no good again. Didn't even hit the rim. But again, she got hit in the eye a moment ago, and that's, I think that affected her shooting there. Maddie's going to come out of the game. Reporting in for the Lady Indians is Ella West-Gurtis. So 3 out of 8 from the line for Maddie Guggenbiller tonight. It's been that kind of a night. Coldwater brings the ball up. 4 minutes left to go in the contest. Jenna Ligers out front. Right side, now down low, and there's the ball blocked out of bounds by Sage Luthold on the shot by Kirsten Keller. So Kennedy Mollenkamp, or I should say Claire Steinke, will toss it in. Steinke lobs it into Ligers, puts it up. No good. Might have been fouled there by Sage Luthold. No call. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Coldwater, saying that Fort Recovery touched it last. We got a timeout called on the courts. We'll be back in just a moment.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor, part of our under 100-horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. You can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Fort Recovery Band, obviously, here tonight, as you can hear. Mr. Reed Knuth does a very excellent job. Here's Jenna Ligers back on the left side, back down low, back outside. Coldwater with the ball, but now we have a jump ball maybe. Come on. They finally call it. I think some of those instruments the Fort Recovery Band is playing tonight came from Jay County High School. Jay County had a bunch of extra instruments, and they made Mr. Knuth a heck of a deal. So glad that the Indian Band could make use of those instruments, upgrade a little bit there. Instruments these days are very expensive. If you don't know, if you haven't bought any, you don't know that, but they are. Right side for Coldwater. Down low to Ligers. Back up. No good. Can't get it to go down. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Ligers touched it last. 3:17 left to go in the game. 39-6. 16-0 at the first quarter. Coldwater leading. 28-1 at halftime. That was only because Maddie Guggenbiller hit a free throw in the last minute of the second quarter. Fort Recovery almost went a whole half without scoring. 39-5 after three. And here we are, 39-6. Coldwater's had some decent shots this quarter. They just haven't gone down for them. There's a mad scramble for the ball there, and jump ball is going to be called. That's about the 19th held ball tonight. Well, not really, but there's been a lot of them. Once again, up next for Fort Recovery at Ansonia on Saturday. We'll be there to bring you the game. 12 noon start time, I believe I saw on the schedule. There's Maddie Guggenbiller firing and won't go down. Rebound comes to Claire Steinke. Steinke will pass off to Avery Kanapke. Back to Steinke across the timeline. She'll pass over on the left side. It goes to Kirsten Keller. Goes down low. Shots up no good by Brooke Gerlach as it got blocked there. And who's going to get the ball here? Going to be Coldwater with the basketball. Then after Ansonia, it's going to be South Adams next week on Tuesday for Fort Recovery. Ball goes out of bounds. A lot of the schedules say Ansonia games at 1, but I'm pretty sure they move that to 12 noon. I could be wrong, so you just double check, and I will double check. Ball went out of bounds. Fort Recovery has it. Maddie Guggenbiller has it knocked away and stolen from her. Here comes a shot up and good. Avery Kanapke scoring her first basket of the night. Makes it 41-6 now. Left side it goes to Fort Recovery's Madison Heitkamp, who's in the game now. Carly Niekamp dribbles down baseline, and foul's going to be whistled on Brooke Gerlach of Coldwater. So Carly Niekamp will go to the free throw line for the second time tonight. She will have two shots here with 1:29 to go in the game. That shot a moment ago, by the way, was the first basket of the fourth quarter for Coldwater. Avery Kanapke hitting. Free throws good by Carly Niekamp. That gives her a total of 4 points on the night. Was hoping she'd have a double-figure night again tonight. She had two of those in a row, but not tonight. Free throw's no good there as it rattles in and out. Rebound, though, Fort Recovery up and no good by Maddie Guggenbiller. Rebound, Carly Niekamp, no good. Rebound comes down to Coldwater, but they step on the baseline. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. South Adams has a pretty nice team. That's going to be a tough game next Tuesday here at home. Carly Niekamp on the left. Dribbling. Ball's loose. Coldwater comes up with it. And there's traveling called now on Brooke Gerlach. And it's a running clock, so the time runs out. That's the final score. 41-7. Fort Recovery losing. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Good to see most of the Fort Recovery boys basketball team here tonight, supporting their team. Well, here's how it went tonight. It was ugly for Fort Recovery. Coldwater led 16-0 at the first quarter, led 28-1 at halftime. After three, it was 39-5. And the final score, 41-7. Fort Recovery goes to 1-9 on the year. Coldwater improves to 7-7 unofficially. For Fort Recovery, they had two scores, and that was it. Carly Niekamp had 4 points on a two-point basket and 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Maddie Guggenbiller had 3 points. She was 3 out of 8 at the free throw line. And that was it for the Indians, 7 points. Sage Luthold had a chance to score at the line but missed her 2 free throws in the ball game. For the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, they're led by Jenna Ligers with 12 points. Jenna had 6 2-point goals on the night tonight. 8 points in the first half, 4 here in the second half. 10 points for Claire Steinke. She got most of her scoring in the first half. 8 points in the first half for Claire Steinke and 2 in the second half. She had 5 2-point goals for her 10, was 0 out of 1 at the free throw line. Riley Rissmiller had 7 points tonight, hitting on 2 2-point goals and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 7. Also 7 points for Becca Winning. Becca had 3 2-point goals and 1 out of 2 at the free throw line tonight for 7. 2 points for Avery Kanapke on a 2-point goal. 2 points for Kirsten Keller on a 2-point goal. And 1 point for Kelsey Seifering, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line. Again, Jenna Ligers with 12, 10 for Claire Steinke. 7 apiece for Becca Winning and Riley Rissmiller. 2 apiece for Avery Kanapke and Kirsten Keller and 1 for Kelsey Seifering. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Once again, your final score. Fort Recovery losing to the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers by a score of 41-7. Again, join us tomorrow night. will be at Coldwater, bring you the Coldwater Fort Recovery boys basketball game. And I'll be on the air about 7:30 with that for you tomorrow night on WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. So we're having tomorrow night's game on both the radio station and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Then Saturday I'll be at Ansonia to bring you that girls' game with Ansonia. I believe it's a 12 noon start from Ansonia on Saturday. Thanks to our studio producers, again, Ava Shane at FortRecoveryRadio.com and also Eric Catterly at the radio station. They both do great work. Neil Spencer was here a bit at the game site tonight to take in some of the game. Hope you are going to have a nice evening the rest of the evening. I'm Rob Weaver reporting from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on Jay Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Jay Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.